Hi, this is Chris from Opinion Research. Today, we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed, and this call is quick and confidential. Now, to begin, and for classification purposes, do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you very much. And what is the year of your birth?
62.
Thank you. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Associate's degree.
Thank you. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
But are you... I'm sorry. And if that's the case, what is your race? Are you white, black, or African-American, American Indian or Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, or Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Black.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
Registered.
Thank you. And how satisfied would you say you are with the direction of the country? Would you say you are very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction of the country?
Somewhat satisfied.
Thank you. And as you may know, there will be elections for President, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections, with a 10 meaning that you are extremely likely to vote, 5 meaning that you are neither likely nor unlikely to vote, and 0 meaning that you are not at all likely to vote?
10.
Thank you. And how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated and 10 means that you are extremely motivated?
10.
Thank you. And how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
10.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the upcoming election in November 2024, what are the most important issues for you when voting this year? You can select up to 2 from the list. Is it jobs and the economy, cost of living and inflation, crime and violence, the Israel-Palestine conflict, healthcare, immigration, climate change, teaching history in schools, criminal justice reform or police violence, voting rights and democracy, racism and discrimination, student loan forgiveness, or abortion?
For me, it would be teaching history in school and climate
change. Thank you very much. Now, we'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold or neutral, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel, and if you don't know or you've never heard of the people and or groups, please indicate so. The first one we have is Kamala Harris.
And?
Donald Trump.
3.
Then we have J.D. Vance.
1.
Joe Biden.
8.
A Congressional Black Caucus.
And
Democrats in Congress.
And
Project 2025.
1.
Thank you very much. Now, if the 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, a third party or independent candidate, or are you undecided?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. And how certain are you that you will vote for Kamala Harris? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, not too certain, or not at all certain?
Very certain.
Thank you. And if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, or are you undecided?
Democratic candidate.
Thank you. And would you say that Democrats in Congress keep all of their promises, some of their promises, only a few of their promises, or none of the promises to Black Americans?
Some.
Thank you. And does Joe Biden stepping aside in order for Kamala Harris to be the Democratic nominee make you more or less likely to vote for Democrats for Congress, or does it make no difference either way?
No difference either way.
Thank you very much. And thinking about your vote for Congress, would you say that you are voting more to elect your preferred candidate and get them into office, or more to vote against the other candidate to keep them out of office?
To get them into office.
Into office. Thank you. Now, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there. Now, I'm going to read you a series of statements that people may say about why we should vote for Democrats for Congress. For each one, please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is a very convincing reason for you to vote for Democrats for Congress, 5 means that it is neither convincing nor unconvincing, and 0 means that it is not at all convincing reason to vote for Democrats for Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. The first statement reads, every American deserves access to affordable and comprehensive health care. Democrats in Congress have lowered health care premiums and expanded coverage under the Affordable Care Act for millions of Black families, with 1.7 million Black Americans able to enroll in a marketplace insurance plan in 2023, and the uninsured rate for Black Americans dropping to just 11%. Thank you. The next one is, corporate greed is driving up costs, with the impact felt most by Black Americans, who pay more in junk fees such as overdraft fees and credit card late fees. The Biden-Harris administration is taking action of these predatory junk fees by eliminating unfair banking fees, saving consumers billions, and putting money back in the pockets of Black Americans.
9.
Thank you. The next one is, everyone deserves to have access to safe, affordable housing. Democrats in Congress worked with the Biden-Harris administration to ensure 8 million American households were able to stay in their homes during the pandemic by providing emergency rental assistance, with 40% of the assistance going to Black households.
And
thank you. And then we have, the Black business do well, they create jobs, generate wealth in their local communities, and make the broader economy stronger. Democrats in Congress worked with the Biden-Harris administration to invest billions in Black entrepreneurship and opportunity, leading to Black business ownership growing at the fastest pace in 30 years.
8.
Thank you. The next one we have is, As our loved ones are aging, we cannot watch them have to choose between the dignity of affording medications and putting food on the table. Democrats in Congress work to cap medical costs for seniors on Medicare, including capping insulin costs at just $35 and making many vaccines free.
10.
Thank you. And the last one for this section is, we need leaders in Congress who will invest in the Black community. Democrats in Congress passed historic infrastructure investment to help build up transportation, assist Black homeowners with updating their homes, and advance environmental justice in communities that have been hit hardest by climate change.
And
thank you very much. Now for something different. Thinking of the messages you just heard, which of the following statements best describes how you feel? You can select up to 2 options. Is it, we have the power to protect all members of our community when we vote? We have the power to deliver what our communities need when we vote? When we vote for leadership that invests in us, we make our community stronger. We made progress, but there is still work to be done this November. Or they want us to believe that our votes don't make a difference, but our votes are making Black lives better.
Let's see. Definitely, when we vote, when we make our choice, we do improve our neighborhoods.
Is that one, when we vote for leadership that invests in us, we make our community stronger, or was it another one?
That one.
Okay, thank you. And the other one?
The next to the last one, where
we've made progress, but there is still work to be done this November.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now we have a few more questions to ask you again. As you may know, there will be elections for President, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections, with 10 meaning that you are extremely likely to vote, 5 meaning you are neither likely nor unlikely to vote, and 0 meaning that you are not at all likely to vote?
10.
Thank you. Once again, how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated and 10 means you are extremely motivated?
10.
Thank you. And sometimes in service like this one, people change their minds, and sometimes they don't. So once again, if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, are you undecided, or would you not vote?
Democratic candidate.
Thank you. Now, these last few questions are just for statistical purposes only, and we'll be finished. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Thank you. And are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
And do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
Democratic Party.
Thank you. And how would you describe your employment status?
Retired.
And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Was it Joe Biden the Democrat, Donald Trump the Republican, someone else? Not eligible, like too young, not registered, etc., or did not vote?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
About $120,000.
Thank you. Aside from weddings and funerals, how often do you attend religious services? More than once a week? Once a week, once or twice a month, a few times a year, seldom or never?
Seldom.
Thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your patience and your time. We really appreciate it. Have a wonderful day, sir.
You too.
Thank you.